Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Every civilization was built off the back of a disposable workforce. But I can only make so many. Shh. Happy birthday.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, I'm Uma Pagan of K Pagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahir Yusuf, and we just got our first glimpse of the new Blade Runner movie, produced by Ridley Scott, directed by Denis Villeneuve, who did The Arrival and Sicario, both movies we really, really loved. What do we think? I'm visually turned on.
I think, well, we talked briefly about the previous trailer before.
Oh, that little...
The first teaser that came out?
Teaser.
That was
like
the... We haven't finished the effects yet trailer. And This is the... We've got some of the effects done.
Yeah.
I think I would have enjoyed it more if I hadn't seen that first one.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, there's the set they built that looks like Korea.
Right.
But now there's a cool flying shot. That's awesome. And there's the Tyrell building, which is nice to see. With all the lights off. But yeah, I didn't like the Vangelis music. What they did to it.
Was it still... Vangelis.
It's the same type of music. It's not Vangelis as far as I know. From what I've heard, they just got someone else to do something inspired by it. But they've turned up the distortion knob little too much. And that it kind of, the whole point of the first, it was really clean and like shiny music in a dirty future.
Yeah.
And I think it loses something by putting more of that on it.
We can just hope that that's trailer music.
I hope so.
More so than anything else. And we hope that the actual film kind of runs true to the original Blade Runner.
I prefer if they even just went with completely different type of music. Like, don't be so slavish. There has to be replicants in it. It has to be flying cars. It has to be smoggy. That has to be cool guns. Outside of that, and also, you know, an examination of what it means to be human and the replicant and all that stuff. You know, the basics. But outside of that, go have fun.
I don't know.
Don't put Smash Mouth over it.
This isn't a Guy Ritchie movie. That's unlikely to happen. All in all, the trailer kind of made me excited about the movie. I think the trailer did what it was supposed to, in my opinion, which was to give me a visual representation of where they were going to take this film.
Yeah.
Because watching this two-minute trailer gives you nothing, right? You have no idea what the story is. You just have random throwaway one-liners. They don't actually tell you much. You see an aging Harrison Ford try to run. Yeah. He's got a dog.
He always had a bad run.
He's always got a bad...
Terrible run.
Yeah, even in Star Wars, he had a terrible... Indiana Jones, he had a terrible run.
You get to see the Tyrell Corporation. You get to see the Blade Runner gun. You get to see the Atari logo, which took me... I didn't realize it was in it for the first couple of times. I just thought it was some white lines. And it's like, yes. They'll probably have the Pan Am logo as well. It'd be great.
I only have one problem with the film. At least the trailer. Every time I see Jared Leto, I just want to shoot someone.
It looks like he just wandered in from Ghost in the Shell.
Which one needs right now.
There is an order to things. That's what we do here. We keep order. The world is built on a wall that separates kind. Tell either side there's no wall. You bought a war.
You're a cop. I had your job once. I was good at it.
I know.
I recently saw Blade Runner again over Sunday. On Sunday, I think I saw it. And I think, I'm hoping this movie will give more insight into the replicant story, the Tyrell story. I mean, like, the bigger picture. Like in the Blade Runner, it was very much Deckard chasing the six replicas, right?
But that's why it's brilliant, because the entire world is there for you in these snippets, and it's so deep.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about it. Like, they talk about the off-world colonies. You don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Rutger Hauer's speech about attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion and Tannhauser Gates. You're like, I don't know what this is, but it sounds nice.
Sounds great.
It's poetic.
The off-world colonies. Like, you know, they these skin jobs, like, there's just all these terms they have, and it's a fully realized world, and you don't need to know that. It's all about this one guy doing this one job and being, for the most part, spectacularly bad at it.
Yeah, it's true.
So I have faith in Villeneuve because he's an incredibly minimalist director, as we've seen from Arrival and we've also seen from Sicario, right? Yeah. He doesn't overwrite things and he doesn't overtell or overdirect. And that fills me with a little more confidence, because I've kind of lost some of that confidence with Ridley Scott. Mm. My biggest concern was that Ridley Scott would go back and try to over-explain all of what you just said, Ian, and that would kill it for me. The only thing which had me a little confused was watching the original Blade Runner, there is one theory that claims Deckard is a replicant.
Yeah, and Ridley Scott said on Channel 4, one of the many, many times that Channel 4 in the UK would do a show about something, or I Love X, they used to do I Love 1981 or whatever like that. They'd get talking heads on to talk about it. They got people on to talk about Blade Runner. Ridley Scott said, oh yeah, I've always thought that Deckard was a replicant.
However, if he was a replicant, how is he an old man?
Because they don't, he's a Nexus 7. He doesn't have an Inception date.
Oh, he's a new replicant.
No, not anymore. He was as of 2019.
So I don't know. Maybe he isn't, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's hints of that as well. There's a lot of, like, Ryan Gosling gets beaten up a lot by the looks of this movie. Yeah. And that's just one scene where he gets beaten up and shot from a lot of beautiful angles, because there's a lot of him just covered in blood. There's also him, he's not playing with a unicorn, but he is obsessing over ripped out pages while someone is telling him there's pages from his story missing.
You got one more page left.
Yeah, and there's also some dates etched on a wooden board, which he's like, he recalls in fear from.
Yeah.
He's doing a weird, familiar, clenchy thing with his hand.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for him to burst out into song?
Yeah. Badly. They can't do that again.
I hope they don't.
Yeah, because they had to tell a different story. And we've no idea what the story is in this or why he would not find Deckard. It's like, oh, I found you. Here's your post.
Yeah.
Here's 30 years worth of post. You haven't been collecting your pension. The police officer was worried about you. There's so much material about the first movie. And if you ever read Future Noir, it's a book about the whole making of it. There's loads of flubs. It's the same if we talk about Alien. There's so many mistakes in Aliens that James Cameron just kind of went, screw it, just go with it. There's a line about, is that owl real? And I think originally he says, of course it is, but then they changed it to, of course it's not, because no one can afford real animals. Yeah. So does he have a replicant dog?
So you've had The Force Awakens, where he's come to some sort of resolution with Han Solo.
Yeah.
You've got Blade Runner, and you've got one more Indiana Jones movie coming out. Is Harrison Ford just going through his oeuvre of iconic characters to kill them all off?
Maybe. It's a magic sigil, like, kill off these characters and then I live forever.
Exactly. I will be the only one to play these characters. Yeah.
It's like a fictional version of that Jet Li movie, The One. He no longer exists as any of his characters. He is only Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
I don't know why you had to remind me about that Jet Li movie. That was awful. Go check out the trailer, folks. It's on YouTube, and we'll put a link on our Facebook page as well. Blade Runner 2049 opens in October of this year. And it'll be cool if we could organize some kind of a marathon screening for that.
Which version of the one would you show?
Oh, the final cut.
The final cut.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, there are 5 different cuts of the original Blade Runner movie.
And they're all sitting in my living room.
They are.
I got the metal tin version.
I did. But if you feel that you absolutely need to watch it again, then I would recommend the final cut.
Yeah. And if you have no idea what's going on, then watch any of the other cuts that have the narration, which Harrison Ford decided he didn't want to do and just phoned it in for funsies.
He sounds awful. Go check out the trailer, folks. Let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.